He is in the military. She is not. Just a few years into their marriage,
I told him I wanted a divorce,
which is apparently very common.
I think anyone in the military who says they haven't wanted to quit is probably not telling the truth.
Melissa and her husband worked things out, and they've been together 7 years, but they had to learn to communicate better and rely on others.
As a military spouse, you are incredibly proud. You are going to prove on a daily basis that you can do this. So those moments where you do feel weak, I think it becomes very hard for us to reach out and say that we do need help.
These spouses, they live in our communities.
Mike Schindler created the group Operation Military Family to save military marriages. His group counsels couples, helping them to capitalize on what little time they have for communication.
We were at the brink of calling this thing off.
Michelle says it can be hard on everyone.
And the kids, you know, it was really hard for them for a long time. My daughter didn't even realize she had a dad.
Besides counseling, Operation Military Family also tries to do special things to reach out to those spouses left behind. This week, they're promoting something called Petal Power, as in flower petal. All they want you to do is go online, color a picture of a flower, and they'll get it to a spouse trying to hold things together here on the home front.
If we would have just had, I mean, something just close to this, it would have made such a difference.
Brian Calvert, Como News Radio.